Welcome to My Skeptical Sister.
I'm Megan, the skeptical one.
I'm Erin, the believer.
Hello, how you doing?
I laughed because you had a real big gulp during our silent time.
Oh, I did? I thought you were laughing because of Ellie's snoring during our
silent. No, it was like, sound like gulp.
We're not very good at being silent. Imagine that.
No, it's weird. Every week.
It's just really not my strong suit.
Oh, goodness. I am a frozen popsicle. I've spent the last 3.5 hours outside watching a lacrosse game.
Yeah, that's horrible. And it's freezing out.
Only one of them was my own child. I had to get there early enough for her to practice and then just watch some other team I don't care about.
Yeah, that's like going to a concert and your kid only has one song, or like a recital, they only have one dance. You that's have to worst. Sit through and pretend like all of the other kids are so cute.
Right. I just sat on my phone and then I thought, these parents probably think that I am not a caring parent, but really, I'm not a caring parent of your kids.
Right. Just my own. That's
like
enough.
When my kid comes out, I'm going to care.
Sure. That's enough
caring. I pretended
like
I understood lacrosse. That is the weirdest looking sport in the whole world. Like,
it really is strange. Like, who came up with that?
It is the oldest Northern American sport.
Wow.
Like, it is Native Americans played it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. And that's really neat.
I know.
Why? Why that?
I know. I don't know. I really want to like do a deep dive in it. Every time I'm at the game, I think I'm gonna make all my TikToks about lacrosse. Like, I really want to watch them. I'm not going to do lacrosse content. Nobody worry. But I want to like learn about it. And that's how I learn things now.
I feel a new personality coming on.
I just want to know what I'm looking at. Because I'm like, oh, they shouldn't have done that. And the guy behind was like, nope, they're allowed to do that. I was like, oh. I meant, good job with that kick. Great. Didn't know you could kick. Turns out you can.
I just mean like, it looks so awkward, like with the big sticks.
So awkward. And they have to like run and try to catch. I'm like, it seems there are times when I drop something and I'm like, oh, I'll try to scoop it up. And then imagine doing that while running.
Yeah.
But with like 10 girls running at your face.
That's amazing. I mean, it really is. I'd love to watch it.
Yeah. With sticks. It's scary. But
it seems scary.
You know, she's loving it. So I'm there for it. But my gosh, it was cold tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm a popsicle.
Goodness gracious. Well, I gave you the warm blanket, so you're welcome.
Well, in just to take away that credit, this is the blanket that I said I was never sharing with anybody, and you have it every single week.
I know, because you love me the most. It's fine. I'll take it. And tonight, I loved you the most and gifted it back.
Thank you so much for your generosity of my blanket.
I can't believe we've been sitting here for 10 minutes and you haven't asked me about the fairies that I now know exist.
Oh. I am so sorry. You are not giving off fairy knowledge auras right now.
I feel like I shared the wealth of the fairies.
Okay. Go back and fill everybody else in and then include me because...
Okay. So, you know how I used to not believe in fairies?
Yep. I do know that.
Okay. Well, now I do.
Okay.
Because a little fairy showed up at my door tonight and delivered 60 eggs.
Holy crap. That's so many eggs.
I know. Did you even know fairies were into eggs?
Well, no, I didn't actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like to deliver them from Walmart, of all places. Really, really specific, this fairy was. And then they brought me bananas.
Okay.
And then like another hour later, they brought me a beef stew steak.
Stew meat.
Sure. That's
there
it.
There you go.
Steak stew, but they called it something different.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, these fairies, and when I call them fairies, I just, you know, I love them so much because I only see them once a year. I really did not know they were fairies. However, they do decorate their habitat like fairies. They always keep their Christmas lights on. I'm trying to see if you'll guess it.
Oh, these are neighbors.
They also always have Easter eggs all year long hanging on their tree.
Okay.
While simultaneously having 4th of July decorations, Easter decorations, and you know which house I'm talking about?
Yeah, like right over there. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They are lovely, lovely people, and they're just eclectic and fun, and very elderly, but I just love them because it's like they just one year decided to never take down their decorations.
Yeah. Like we got them all.
We got them all. Why do we do this every year? You know what? Let's just leave them all up all year long. I love it. It's a great, fun little house. We invited them one year. We just kind of had all the kids run out and invite all of the neighbors on our street to our little 4th of July block party.
Yeah.
They come every year. They're super sweet. It's Patrick and his wife. And I can't remember his wife's name, which is awful.
I don't know either.
Brenda? Let's call her Pam. I mean, like, I don't think they're going to ever listen.
Okay.
Chances are. But anyway, Patrick, I did not know he was a fairy, but he definitely came to my doorstep and delivered little gifts all night long.
Did he explain why?
Yes. They had a double order from Walmart.
Oh.
And Walmart, well, he didn't really explain. He just came to me. He said, somebody gave us these eggs and we don't need them all. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, yeah, we love eggs. And then he produced 60 eggs. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
So many eggs.
Why would somebody? And then his wife came down and like women fairies usually do. They explain things a little bit better and a little bit more detail. And she just simply said, it was a double order of Walmart, except for the eggs. She said, who orders 60 eggs?
I was going to say, is that their normal order?
No. She was like, we didn't even order eggs this week. And they gave us eggs. And she said, so I called them. They apparently like gave them one delivery this morning, and then a second delivery of almost everything identical came.
Oh my
gosh. She said, all of the other stuff we can freeze. She said, but we don't have any more room for any of this stuff.
Oh.
And she just kept coming back. She goes, you know what? I found some more stuff. And it was like this little trek. I said, well, do you want to share with any of the other neighbors? She said, no, we like you all best.
Oh, okay. All right. Ouch. Ouch.
But I did tell her I was going to share it with you. And she said, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that bitch across the
she's
street.
Like, I don't really like her too much. But I guess you can give her a few of those eggs.
I really think I come off cold.
No, like you don't. No, you just aren't as outgoing. Like you just have your group and you're good with your group.
Yeah.
And I'm just always, I've always been the mindset of the more the merrier.
You know, it's really weird. Kevin, neighbors have always loved Kevin. Like they will talk to Kevin more than they'll talk to me. And I'm like, Kevin is so shy and awkward.
Yeah, he's introverted.
I'll talk to you forever. Like, pull up a chair. I'd love to talk to you. I just don't know how to start a conversation. I'm just awkward to get started. But then once I'm there, I'm lifelong friends.
You just need me. I'll start one every time.
Well, who needs it if I get the
byproduct?
You know,
right.
I still got the eggs. I got 30 eggs myself, thanks to you.
Yeah, that's a ton of eggs. I'm like, what am I going to do with all these eggs?
I had to move some meat in order to fit them in.
I had to put the meat they gave me on top of the eggs. I mean, it's crazy. My refrigerator, I just went to the grocery, so I was like, wow, we are really, really stocked.
We're having frittatas. Is that maybe?
I don't know. Something with the most eggs
quiche?
Ever.
Let's have some quiche.
Omelets every night. That's all I know.
Delicious. Well, I'm so glad you believe in fairies now. And I know. I mean, pissing them off.
How else do you describe them? Like, they're so sweet. They just came over and dropped off little things. But I think, like, other fairies, right? Not my fairies. My fairies are sweet and they're real and they're not fairies because they're people. But anyway, they just deliver nice things. But aren't fairies supposed to be like mischievous?
I think they're a little tricky.
What if these eggs are rotten eggs?
Oh, that'd be so mean. Oh, even worse. My biggest fear.
Is a rotten egg?
No. Oh. You know what my biggest fear?
Getting famous?
You know what my biggest egg-related fear?
Oh. Oh, finding a live one?
Well, not a live one, but like a little baby chicken in it.
Yeah, oh. That is. That's a legit fear, though.
Yeah, and every time I crack an egg, I think this could be it.
Yeah.
This could be the time it happens.
Awful. What would you do? Eat it?
Oh, gross. Oh, I really almost threw up on the microphone. What SMR that would be. Mm-mm. ASMR. No, gross. Oh, it's horrible. And I think about it literally every time I crack an egg.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. I just think this could be it. This could be the time my life is ruined.
Would you like never eat another egg again?
I don't know if I'd ever crack another egg. I like wouldn't be the cracker. I'd be like, I'm always the cracker.
Yeah, let's get that straight.
I would never be the cracker of eggs ever again.
Oh, too funny. Well, here's to fairies and their rotten eggs. I really hope they're not rotten.
I hope they're not rotten either. That'd be so sad.
Oh, you know what else we need to talk about?
Okay, what?
That credit card swipe. Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, you can erase that part. But you need to bring up, or do you want to talk about how we got busted? scoping out a man in his tushy.
I was like, credit card. I thought for a minute, I'm like, oh no. You know, when I drink, sometimes I get a little reckless. Did I like try to do credit card fraud or something? Okay.
You do?
Yeah. Remember when Jack convinced me to steal Crystal's wreath?
No.
Oh. And I stole it.
Yeah, but that's not credit card fraud.
No. But I get a little, I get a little dicey when I drink too much. You and do. I'm easily persuaded.
I think it's because you're such kind of a rule follower. And then you get a little bit of that inhibition taken away. You're like, I'm going to break the law. I'm going to steal a wreath. I mean, that's a wild woman right there.
Yes. Okay. So what, Megan, I'm going to keep that in. I'll make my pause shorter because I was very confused.
I really thought you would get it with my clues. No, I'm kind of like doing this weird little guessing game thing with you tonight.
Yeah, it's weird.
I kind of like it.
So this was this past weekend was the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Mm-hmm. And we go every year, and I walk in every year with my school, and it's a big day for, you know, some merriment and fun. Mm-hmm. And I maybe had a little bit too much merriment.
Not at this point. Early in the evening. Everybody was well lubricated, but still within reason.
Yes. Well, we went to our favorite bar, Big Bar. Mm-hmm. Brandon, if you're listening, love that guy. He's number one bartender in Louisville. I'm from the Leo.
Yes, I kept seeing that, like their little advertisements up on the TV. Number one bartender, number one gay bar in Louisville, and I was like, "That's right, Leo, fellow Leo." I want to go up and fist bump him.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he would have, because every time I would come in, every time I come in during Leo, he's like, "I voted for you today." I'm like, "I voted for you today." So, anyways, we were there, and this man came in with the most beautiful derriere. Well,
first of all, let's just say with the tightest pants I have ever seen on any human being. Like, I thought, if he bends over just one wrong way, we're going to see a lot more than we bargained for here.
Yep.
It was very voluptuous.
Yeah.
I mean, that booty was like there.
It was popping.
I mean, it was asking to be grabbed. And I'm like, I'm not. Like, I kept telling myself, like, oh my gosh, you know he wants it. Like, but that's awful. That's not how that works.
He was asking for it, is that what you're saying?
I can't help it. Like, oh my gosh. That booty just, it was just so perfect.
Yeah, it was.
It really was perfect. I mean, he was asking for the attention, though.
Yeah, he was. He did not mind it at
he
all.
He loved that attention. It was great.
So we're all sitting outside, weirdly, because it was cold that day, too. But we're all sitting outside, and I don't remember who pointed out first. Was it you?
I think it was me. I mean, I could not stop looking.
Yeah, I think it was you.
It was
you,
impressive.
Like, nudged me, like, look over there. Then you got the whole table. We were all like, oh my gosh, full on checking this guy out. And at one point, he kind of like side-eyed us. He looked back like, what? And we're like, look up. It's fine. It's fine. Look away, everybody.
Not me. I was ready to make direct eye contact and be like, oh, you know what I'm looking at. You know. You cannot wear those pants out and walk around and think, are they talking about me? Yes. Yes, honey. We are talking about you. We all want to be with you. What is going on here? What time does this rendezvous start? Look at that tush.
Oh, goodness. Well, then he finally turns around, like full on turns around, and he goes, you know I can see your reflection in that window, right? And we were busted. It was so embarrassing.
I'm so glad he did that, too, because it was so obvious what we were.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were talking about his tush.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, and he called us out, and then he laughed about it. And then
he
was like, I have gone. He was like, he was so excited about it. He was like, I just bought these online as advertised, and they are delivering. He said, tonight is the first night I've worn them. And he was talking about all the bars he had been to. He was like, I've already gotten so many compliments. I'm like, well, look at it. Yeah, I mean,
you could not.
God, I don't even think I'd leave my house. I think I'd just stand in the mirror and look at myself all night long with a tush like that.
Oh, no, I would definitely be out. I'd be like, check it out. Yep. Check it out.
Probably make
check
it like out. Flex check left out. Butt cheek, right butt cheek.
Oh, yeah.
Although they could have split at that point because.
Right. Yeah, you got to be careful.
They were suctioned on there. And his front wasn't bad either. And then at one point he said something like, oh, he pulled up his shirt to show that he could wear his belt. And he said, look, you can even look at my belt. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at that belt. I'm telling you right now. You pulled that shirt up just perfect enough. I mean, I'm just telling you, there was a lot to look at there.
Yeah, there was a lot to look at. I also made lifelong friends with people in the bathroom line because it was so long you had to go, like, you had to walk up the stairs in order to wait in line.
Oh, yeah.
And I am normally very like non-confrontational, but right. my bladder was about to bust.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like the third in line.
Oh gosh.
There are two people in front of me. And this like these little group of people come in and they like start hovering in front. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh no, what's happening? And the girl in front of me was like, oh my gosh, they cannot get in front. I really have to pee. And I watched it for a minute. There was one girl kind of handling it,
mm-hmm.
but then they kept trying to like circle her.
Did you come in and go, who's fucking this chicken?
That's right.
Me.
I got down there and I was like, you're going to have to go to the back of the line. I felt so nerdy, but I was like, I do not care. I will fight you.
In your best teacher voice.
I do not want to pee myself. And I'm gonna. Right? If like three of you now cut in line. It was like diversion. They were like, mm-hmm. oh, what's over here? I am watching you all and you are not getting in here.
You will not gaslight me out of my spot.
Ugh, yeah. So they're like, oh, we're leaving. It's fine. We're not even waiting. I'm like, okay, great.
Sure.
Goodbye. And they left. Everybody around me was like, that's amazing. I don't think I could have done that. I'm like, listen, when my bladder is on the line, turns out
I can put shit
down. I will boss you around. Get out of here. So
the earrings come off.
That's right. I had those hoops in too. I could have pulled them out if I needed to.
I love it. It was a fun, fun time.
It was a fun night. I did have to go home early. I had
to tell that part.
I wanted to tell this part because I had to get picked up because it was like, oh, girl, this is not where I need to be. And Kevin got me into bed and it was great. I took some water. It was fine. Like, I had a little bit of water. I laid down and at like 4 in the morning.
Uh oh.
I woke up and I was fine.
Okay.
But I feel. I feel this like very soft hand on my side. It's Kevin. And I go, what are you doing? And he went, nothing.
Oh, he was trying to build action.
Are you checking to see if I'm breathing? He was like, you've just been so still all night. I was like, I have been much drunker and I have never not been breathing. Okay.
Bless his heart. He's so sweet.
It's like, I swear you haven't moved an inch all night and you're so quiet. I couldn't hear you breathe. I just wanted to know you were alive. I'm like, okay, fine.
Oh, also, I'm like, he's so sweet. But really, I'm like, no, he's just, you know, human. Like, if he feels like you haven't breathed, he's like, I better make sure she's still alive. I would hope any husband would do that.
Right.
Not just the sweet ones.
You don't want to share a bed all night with
somebody. Oh, gosh. Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh, what a way to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
Or what a way to not wake up in the morning if you're me in that situation.
Oh, my gosh.
I was fine. I had too much to drink, but it wasn't like outlandish. I've been there before. I'll be there again.
Right. Well, I wasn't even that far off, but I was fine. I came home at midnight. Everything was great. But I go to bed. Well, no, first of all, I'm going to tell this little story.
Okay? I'm ready for it. Because I left. I don't know what happened.
Right. Well, I mean, I come home and I listened to, like, it just so happened one of my favorite sexy songs came on. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go down and surprise that man. So I just walked right down, laid one on him, like gave him the look like, that's right, buddy.
Yeah.
I just heard that song. You know, that one that gets me going?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. And then I go lay down and I wait and I wait and I wait and then I go to bed. And then I'm like, forget that. We're done now.
Yeah.
Well, then at like maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, a couple hours later, at this point, he's in bed with me, but nothing's happened.
Yeah.
And Macy
Nothing
James
ever will again.
Right. I'm like, no, I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and if I'm doing that, I'm sending you a clear message. Like,
right.
Things are about to happen.
Yeah. You're about
all
to
you
feel
gotta do,
so happy.
Right. All you got to do is come upstairs. Now is the time. Like, here's the green light. I don't know what else you need. You saw it. You even were like, whoa. I'm like, uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. So anyway, so then I just strategically, the room was not spinning, but at this point I'm pissed and I'm like, don't you try.
Uh-huh.
So I hear Macy James cry a little bit, and I like started to get up, and he was like, are you okay? So I'm like, no, the room is spinning. Can you get her? And he was like, oh, sure. And then you could tell he was like, womp, womp. And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the room was about to be spinning, but for a whole other reason.
In a whole different way.
Oh, no, that would light me up.
Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh.
Yeah. I hear you.
Needless to say, I was still thinking about that tush and not the one that was in bed with me.
Right. Well, can't have them all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tonight I have a Reddit story, but I have permission from this person. I'm going to use their Reddit name, which is Lola Bunny.
All right.
In 2020, at the beginning of COVID, I had just given birth. At this time, I could only have one other person in the room with me. Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's almost like what you had. You just barely got in under the wire.
Yeah, I was at the cutoff. But really, some people couldn't even have their significant other.
I know. That's crazy.
That would be insane.
Yeah. So stressful.
So stressful. I mean, you would just have to go into zone. Like, don't even think about anything.
Right.
Ugh, that's awful. Anyway, at this time, I could only have one other person in the room with me my entire stay at the hospital. Of course, my kid's father was there. But like the third day, he left to go clean up the house and get everything prepared for me and the baby. I had gotten sick and had a C-section, so I had to stay for about 4 or 5 days. While he was away, I had a nurse named Kelly, and she said she would be helping me throughout the day and spending time with me so that I don't feel lonely while my partner was gone. I couldn't really hold my baby due to me being sick and the pain from the C-section, so my nurse would come in every time it was time to feed. I noticed that when they came in, they wouldn't acknowledge Kelly, and she would go to the furthest part of the room, and she would tell me, I'm just going to get out of the way. Now, she did tell me that she didn't specialize in what they did, and that she was just there for comfort, so I didn't question anything. The entire day, she was so helpful and encouraging to me. I really believe I would have broken down if she wasn't there with me. She was such a sweetheart. Well, after about 5 or 6 hours, she told me that she had to leave and that she would come visit me before her shift was over to see how I was doing. She hugged me and blew a kiss at my baby and walked out of the room. Later that night, my partner came back and he was very upset. He had told me some stuff happened with his mom and he was sorry that it took him so long. I was upset too, but I told him that a nurse named Kelly kept me company. As I'm telling him about her, my nurse is changing my sheets, and she's like, who is Kelly? I explained, and she said that nobody named Kelly was in my room or working that day.
Oh, wow.
So I instantly thought about those women who would pretend to be nurses and kidnap children.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, oh,
Kelly, no. Wait a second. Kelly, no.
Kelly. Oh.
But my nurse told me that I may have been hallucinating, and she told my doctor. I mean, that would be like a worry, you know, what if you have some sort of infection or something? I talked to my doctor, and he said the same thing. Well, a couple of hours later, a nurse that I didn't recognize came into my room and said, I know this might sound crazy, but everyone on the floor is talking about you seeing Kelly. I said, yeah, she was here for me for like 7 hours today, and she really helped me a lot. We are smiling and laughing while I was telling her about Kelly and how sweet and funny she was. Then she pulled up her phone and showed me pictures of her and Kelly that looked like it might have been from the early 2000s. I was smiling, knowing that I wasn't hallucinating. Then she sat down and told me that Kelly died over 10 years ago from domestic violence with her boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't too shocked because my entire life I've been dealing with the paranormal, but I got chills because I never had an encounter this deep. Well, the lady gave me a hug and started crying and said, now I know that she is okay. Since that day, I've been wondering, why did Kelly come into my room and help me? I kind of wish I could see her again to ask her.
Oh, so, okay, if I had to explain that, I don't know how the nurse and Kelly, were related. Were they best friends?
Or
were
was Kelly, sisters? A nurse that had been there before?
Yeah, maybe, but it seems almost like she's attached because nobody else knew who Kelly was.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like maybe she's just always around the nurse. And when she was there that day, she was like, oh, somebody is really feeling lonely. I'm going to go hang out with her for a while. But 7 hours.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Right.
That is all day seeing a ghost.
It is. And it makes me wonder, was it really all day or it just felt, you know what I mean? Like that. You're that sad, you're that upset, you're that all over the place. I mean, I can just speak from experience. I definitely had postpartum for sure. But and I don't know that this person did or didn't. So I don't want to speak to their personal experience with all of that. But I know that when I didn't hallucinate things, but it's just about the darkest time that I can remember. So I remember just feeling all sorts of new things that I had never felt.
Yeah.
And being very confused by those new feelings that I had never felt. But my thought is and time just seemed to be weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like time just seemed to drag on
right.
in certain times. And then it seemed to be like super fast in other times. So I'm wondering if it like really was a full 7 hours or if it was just, you know, she's kind of in and out of pain medicine that whole day.
Yeah. But it's very weird to have the name
and then
have
the picture
confirmation mm-hmm. afterwards.
It is. It is.
Man.
It's a good thing. It's way too sentimental for me to have to go there.
I don't
know.
No,
I'm going to have to go UFO on this one.
Oh,
yeah,
all
I really
right.
am because Lola gave me permission
okay.
to read this story so and asked me where they can hear it. So I know that Lola will. And even if Lola wasn't, I would go. And Lola, by the way, since you are probably a new listener, when I say UFO, I don't mean your experience was like
alien.
An alien. I mean that it is unidentifiable to me. As a skeptic, I can't really give you a good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, unless, you know, if I had to stretch, which, you know, Aaron will tell you I typically, I will stretch if I need to. So here we go. If I had to like really, really stretch, I might say that that nurse, maybe like when you were not awake or fully there, maybe was telling somebody the story or talking about Kelly at some point and your subconscious kind of latched onto her. But then to see her, that seems a little, that's where the UFO part comes in. Like,
yeah.
How would you like see her unless she described her, unless like the other person was like, oh, well, it's, you know, here's what she looked like. But again, why would that conversation
yeah,
be happening?
Why would you have that conversation 10 years later after?
I mean, unless they both kind of knew her or like, you know, did you know Kelly? And they, you know, sometimes... Especially, like, if that's your job, if that's your, you know, you're going to, you know, sometimes doctors will, like, talk about stuff, like, while their patients are under,
yeah.
you know, and, like, it seems weird, but it's, like, that's just their job. So they're just, like, yeah what'd you do last week? And, oh, I golfed and blah, 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 blah. And that was pretty biased. I'm just imagining all doctors golf. But you know what I mean? Like, they're just talking, and they're not really thinking about what this patient might be absorbing or taking in
yeah.
because to them, it's just their job. So it could have been like this conversation that her nurse had thinking that this patient was fully unaware, fully not conscious.
Yeah.
She picks up on this. Her subconscious kind of latches on to what Kelly looks like. And then it just kind of forms this like, you know, this is kind of like her guardian angel. And like when I hear people say guardian angel, I definitely feel like they have that feeling of someone safe or
yeah.
someone saving them. But I think it's their own self doing that.
Yeah. But even then, like, wouldn't you automatically be like, oh, I wouldn't be worried that that person was trying to kidnap my baby because I'm like, no, I felt so safe with them, which she did. But they were so real to her that she was like, what's another logical explanation?
Yeah, maybe. But if she was having like such vivid either hallucinations of somebody that she had just been told about or dream, and then all of a sudden, like you're being told that that's not real, then I think you would question that. Like, well, then who was it? You know, like,
yeah,
in that moment.
That doesn't, I think you got to go back to UFO because it's 10 years
I'm not
later.
I'm kind of talking myself out of it. It sounds pretty good.
It's 10 years later. Why is this nurse just randomly like, let me tell you about this friend of mine?
Well, I don't think that would happen like that. They might have like come, like they're just talking and they might have come across like a mutual friend that they both knew. And then it happened to be Kelly. And they're like, oh my gosh, did you hear about da da da? But then they started
10
like,
years ago.
Well, what? You don't talk about things that happened. I mean, we're not talking about 10,000 years ago. We're talking about
but
10
I never
years
like,
ago.
Did you hear about that thing that happened in 2014?
But you would if somebody happened to mention something that triggered a memory of somebody from your past.
I don't know. And then I'd be like, remember, she had red curly hair and.
No, but you could describe her to make sure you were talking about the same person.
Whatever. No.
Anyway, like I was saying, Lola Bunny. Great story.
Great story. Great UFO.
Mm-hmm.
Very unlikely to be anything other than paranormal. And those are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it. All right.
And thanks for giving me permission to read it. I did ask Lola what she wanted to be called or what they wanted to be called and what their preferred pronouns were. But I asked a little too late and they haven't responded yet. So Lola, if you want me to call you by name, I will on the next episode.
Yeah, there you go.
That way I get another listener for another episode. Lola's like, damn it, I hated that episode, but now I got to listen to next week's.
Oh.
Just to hear my name.
Oh, I hope not.
I know, but you never know. Might not be everybody's cup of tea.
Okay. I'm going to read a story by Christina.
Well, Christina, it's about time.
I know, it's been a minute.
I was just thinking the other day, I feel like Christina has not written us in a long time.
I know, and this is a long one.
All right. That's how we like them, Christina. You know us best.
Okay, it's called A Ghostly Drive-By.
Ooh, I love it.
Hi, sisters. It's Christina again, still she, her, with a lit-up bedroom in episode 6,
mm-hmm.
and who hangs out with her local psychic development group.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while, but I've been sitting on this one since last summer, so I wanted to share.
Do you remember that psychic, that story was wild.
I know. Yeah, it was.
I kind of want to go back. Christina, remind me which episode that was, because I'd like to go back and listen to that story.
Right, and I mean, she makes it sound like you can find these developments everywhere.
Yeah, I want to know where we can find one. I'm also going to get some more wine, so hold on 1 second.
Okay, they won't let you in.
What? Oh, the wine. Oh, they won't let me in?
Yeah.
I thought she meant my wine in some way. I was like, what? I'm letting it right into this. I'm going to milk this bag.
Milk it.
It's so dirty. Milking a cow, milking a bag. I mean, it just feels dirty, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like I shouldn't be the one doing that. Not the bag of wine. Like when you're milking a cow.
Yeah.
Have you ever milked a cow?
Yeah.
Or a goat? I think I've milked both. Don't know why.
I've definitely milked both.
Like, why? Why have we ever been put in that situation?
Because we grew up in 4-H. And we live in Kentucky.
But every time I'm like, this just feels dirty.
I would like to know how many people from Kentucky haven't. I just feel like it's part of growing up. At some point, there's going to be a cow. And at some point, you're going to have to milk it.
Yeah. Do you think there's a whole population of people who don't know how to milk things?
Yeah, probably. But they're not from Kentucky.
Wow. That's funny. Chime in there. Let us know. Do you know how to milk something with nipples?
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things. Yeah. Right?
Well, then that, I mean, if you're including humans and you've had a baby, then
right.
That's a lot. I mean, that's automatically a lot of people know how to do that.
Okay. All right.
It's got to be an animal.
An animal.
That's with not like
those
a
really
human
long
race.
Nipples.
You got too excited to say long nipples.
I mean, anyway.
Okay. Back to Christina. Last year for the 4th of July, my parents went on their annual camping trip. It used to be a whole big family thing, but I'm an accountant. It's quarter end, and last year I was pregnant and not wanting to make a 4-hour car trip with pregnancy bladder.
Oh my gosh, I know.
I don't even want to do that with a regular bladder.
Right?
Like, I'll glamp at this point.
Yeah.
I will camp, but I need to, I'm not hiking.
Mm-mm.
No.
I really feel like you're also not going to drive 4 hours to then go camping.
No.
Like, if you're going to go camping, you might drive 20 minutes down to, like, O'Bannon.
I'll give you a solid 43 minutes.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm like,
yeah, you're done.
Nah.
You're
why?
Not gonna,
yeah. Unless you can, like, promise me spectacular views by a lake.
Really? You know you're going to have to hike to that lake, right?
No. I'll just drive up. I'll drive up. And then I'll watch while people put up the tent. And then I'll sit at the
like, drink picnic. A beer while they're picking.
Okay, yes. Okay. And I'll play cards.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like delight. Okay. Okay. Then in parentheses, it says, yeah, I know you can make stops, but then it makes the trip that much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents asked me to watch their house and feed my dad's fish while they were out. They went up early on June 30th and they were going to stay until the 5th. Oh my gosh. That's a long camping trip.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going 4 hours, you better make it count. The first day I went and picked up the mail in the afternoon and fed the fish. And ate some of their food and kind of hung out for a bit. So the house wouldn't be empty the whole time they were gone.
Maybe looked in a few drawers.
Sure.
You know.
I mean.
All the things.
Christina has kids.
What kind of medicine you taking these days?
Right. Like, just, oh, I got to go run an errand. I have to go.
What? Yeah.
And then, like, I'm going to watch their TV.
Oh, yeah. All the things.
Absolutely. They have the neighbors watch their house, too, and cameras and an alarm. But they like someone to at least go in, so I do. On the afternoon of the 1st, husband and I went to check on their house together. We hung out for a bit and read the good parts of the newspaper. He drank a beer and had a couple of shots of their good whiskey. Nice. And we decided to leave. Being pregnant, I was stone cold sober. Damn it. I set the alarm, locked up, and as we were walking up, this tan car drove up. I think it was an early 2000s Taurus. And it had a man I didn't recognize driving and a woman in the passenger seat. For a second, I thought they were going to ask for directions until the man asked my husband, Are you, and then in parentheses, Christina's dad?
Oh, weird.
Now, for the record, my husband is a white guy with light brown hair and blue eyes in his early 40s. My dad is Mexican with salt and pepper hair, dark skin, and brown eyes in his early 70s.
Okay.
It would be pretty hard to confuse the two of them.
Hmm.
This instantly put my husband on guard. So he says, no, I'm his son-in-law. Can I help you? And the guy says, well, is Christina's dad home? Why is he saying
Christina's
dad?
Right there, right?
Yeah, I think so. And also, is she saying that for the point of the story or like leaving out the dad's name? Or are they actually saying Christina's
dad? No, I think they're
dad?
Actually saying.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't like it.
I don't like that he knows her name.
Mm-hmm.
And because the whole thing felt weird, my husband says, oh, he's at work, but he'll be home shortly. What can we do for you? That's like when a mom would tell me to tell the, like, never say I'm not home.
Right.
Just say blah, blah, blah. And one time I answered and I was like, oh, she's in the bathroom, but the babysitter's here. They were like, why do you have a babysitter if your mom's in the bathroom? She,
like, helicopter parent, does not like to leave us alone, even for 10 minutes while she's in the shower.
It couldn't be more of the opposite.
I always think it was funny, though, like, I used to do the same thing, but I like to act, like become an actress all of a sudden, like on the phone.
Yeah.
Somebody asked for mom. Like, it was a salesperson. They could care less.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hold on, mom. And then like I would muffle the voice like she was saying something. Oh, you want me to just take a message? Like the whole like ridiculous thing. And then I remember like hanging the phone up and being like, nailed it.
She totally thought my mom
they
was here.
They totally think mom is here. No kidnapping for me today.
We will not get robbed. Okay. Okay, sorry. The guy replies with, oh, tell him his cousin Henry was looking for him. His cousin Henry should probably know what he looks like, right?
Mm-hmm. And should probably know Christina.
Right, who's standing right there. Because listen to this next line. We say we will. So she's right there.
Yeah.
And the guy and the woman drive away. We thought it was weird because I know most of my dad's cousins and he didn't look familiar. But I told myself I don't know all of my dad's cousins and there are some parts of the extended family we don't associate with because they're not the best people.
I like how she knew better than to say, well, I'm Christina.
Right.
You know what I mean? It sounds like she just kind of sat back quiet, like, because I am too bad at that. Like, I'll give up all the information immediately. I'm like, oh, well, I'm Gary's daughter. And then it's like, oh, shit. Now they, like, know my social security number. I've only talking to them for 2 minutes.
Do you need proof? Here's multiple forms of ID.
Let me show you. I'll give you all the passwords.
I've already made a copy of my key, just in case you want it. I don't know why.
I mean, who knows, in case you need it.
Okay. I didn't really think much of it, and we went on about our day. The next morning, my parents drove down from the lake to town where they could get cell reception. They called to check in, and I gave them the rundown of what mail I brought in and promised my dad that I fed his fish. They aren't even cool fish. They're just guppies. But he loves them, so I babysit his stupid fish. Eye roll emoji.
Guppies. That is the cutest. Like, that's what we study in the kindergarten science unit, and they're just like little brown, like shit brown colored little tiny fish you can kind of see through, but they're just like bottom feeders.
Yeah.
That is the cutest thing in the world to me, that Christina's dad loves guppies enough to have them as pets. That is so cute.
Right as I'm about to hang up, husband says, oh, did you tell him his cousin was looking for him? So I tell my dad, oh yeah, your cousin Henry came by looking for you. We told him you were at work though, because he was weird. I don't even remember you having a cousin Henry. And even over the phone, I felt my dad's whole attitude shift.
Oh, weird.
Whoa.
Ooh, that just made the hair on my arm stand up.
Right?
Like, what's about to happen?
Okay, now we're going back and forth between dad's going to say something and then Christine. Dad, you said his name was Henry? Me. That's what he said his name was. Isn't that what he said, babe? Husband. Yep, he said Henry. Dad, my cousin Henry died 10 years ago. What?
Ooh, that made the hair on my legs
grow?
I'm going to be so hairy by the end of this story. Oh my gosh.
What the fuck? So my dad starts asking us all sorts of questions. What does he look like? Who was the woman with him? I don't know. What was her name? I don't know. And I could tell he was upset. So I just tell him what I know and apologize for not knowing any more than what little happened in the maybe 20 seconds we talked to them. About an hour or so later, my aunt, my dad's sister, calls and proceeds to ask me all the same questions again. Are you sure he said Henry? Mm. Yes? Question mark. Who was the woman? I still don't know. I repeat everything we know, and she again says, well, our cousin Henry died 10 years ago. Huh. Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Another hour after that, she calls again. Turns out Henry's brother just got out of jail for breaking and entering, or some sort of theft. He's missing from his halfway house, and we think the woman is his new girlfriend.
Hmm.
But basically, he's on the run. He's using Henry's name instead of his own, and we don't know if he was expecting my dad to help him. Which,
damn, that was totally my debunk.
Which he wouldn't have. Or if he was coming by to case my parents' house.
Oh, gosh.
My mom and dad ended up packing up their trailer and coming home early because my dad was so freaked out by not knowing what this guy's intentions were.
Oh, wow.
It also kind of explains why I didn't recognize fake Henry, since he's definitely in the part of the family we don't associate with. And then that little awkward emoji, like, oh. My parents got home late on the 2nd, and I guess my aunt put the word out to that part of the family that my dad was pissed that this guy came looking for him and didn't want him around. We've never seen or heard about him since, so I guess it all worked. Sorry, it's not one of my usual ghost stories, but this one can definitely be filed under People Are Scarier Than Ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you liked it. Love you both.
Oh, it is so creepy.
Right? It definitely feels like they were... But how would they know? Although it's a yearly trip. But how would they know their parents are gone? I mean, it does kind of feel like...
Like it was planned.
Yeah, they're like, we know they're out of town. We're going to go check this out.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's kind of where Facebook comes in play, right?
Oh, like,
what
yeah,
if you
true.
Advertise things on social media that you're going to go out of town or...
Right.
All of those things. That's so funny, though, because, like, at first... And see, this is how ghost stories work to me. Because when you first hear them, and like my very, like literally my reaction was like, oh my gosh, Henry was dead.
Yeah.
And like his car pulled up, and instantly that spooks me out.
Yeah.
So like the hair grows in weird places. Why does it grow?
I don't know.
Is it like a survival thing? You're like, well, I need more hair to go into this fight.
When you get chills, I think it's just like a natural. They're like connected to your hair follicles.
Okay, and I guess you can just feel them more. Who knows? But anyway, somebody
out
there.
They do grow.
Somebody out there. You all know who I'm thinking about. She's smart enough to know it all. smart enough to know that when you listen to a book on tape, it still counts as reading.
That's right.
Anyway, let us know why hair follicles grow when you get scared. But maybe you're exactly right, just the chills. But yeah. Why does that happen? Why do you get chills on your arms and legs? There's got to be a scientific reason. It's like it might have been some like evolutionary.
Like be scared right now. Be on guard.
Be on guard. Like you need to have all your senses.
Yeah.
Heightened. Heightened. Yeah. So anyway, that's what happens to me like really quickly.
Yeah.
So I feel that initial like, oh my gosh, this is a ghost.
Yeah.
Like that. Piece of it I do feel, but then immediately when you started talking I was like, oh my gosh, this is fraud. Like this is somebody who knows, who did like a deep dive into this guy's life.
Yeah.
Knows that he has a cousin named Henry. Yeah. Maybe doesn't know that Henry's dead, but is like going to use Henry as like a bait.
Yeah.
Ugh. So anyway, again, Christina, thank you know.
Yeah, it's really weird. Why, like, because clearly, he'd be a cousin too, right? Why would he use Henry's name if Henry's
dead? Well, maybe
dead?
Henry had a better relationship with Uncle Ooh. Christina's dad. I don't know his name. Uncle she never told Christina's us. But you know what I mean? Like maybe yeah. he knew that his older brother was closer, or maybe he was like the older brother that left home for, you know.
Yeah.
Or younger brother who never met
Ugh.
Uncle so-and-so. Who knows? But he just knew his brother had a better relationship of some sort. But anyway, my whole point of saying all of that is just the difference between you and I feel like, is that feeling, I then suddenly, like my mind doesn't stop. It's not like a thing that I'm like consciously doing. It's yeah. just, it all of a sudden has to categorize it into what in my mind makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like in your mind, if there's not a debunk just given there right there, you just keep going with that like, chill.
No, sometimes I'll get there on my own.
Yeah,
I don't mean
every time. I just mean like if it's good enough story, and yeah. then that's it. You're just gonna leave it alone, and that's like,
yeah.
oh, this is what it is.
Yeah, why would I dig into it? Because it's so fun to believe in ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
It is fun. It was a great story.
Oh, it was a great
and
story.
And yeah, that's so true to me that real people will always be scarier than the idea of ghosts.
Yeah, I'm really so glad Christina and her husband were there at that precise moment.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's so creepy to think of. It's like so malicious. Like,
right.
You're their family. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Crazy.
The movie Tangled has really ruined that word malicious for me because it's like a scary word, but now I just think of, you don't know it because it's a cartoon, but he's like,
yep.
I'm malicious, mean, and scary. And it's a
and he's not really.
Little song.
Is he really malicious and mean and scary?
No, he ends up being so cute. All he's he wants like to be is a concert pianist.
Oh, well, they're not at all malicious, mean, or scary.
He's so cute. It's a great song.
Everyone that I've met has been lovely.
Sure.
I've not met one.
Yes, you have. You've met Freddie George.
Oh, I have met Freddie George. See, he is not malicious, oh mean, or scary.
No, he's the cutest little man in the whole world.
He is so lovely.
Anybody is in Louisville and knows Freddie George. He's so
Oh, my
sweet.
Gosh. If you know Freddie George and you're listening to this, please, please, please write us in.
Yeah, we have deep ties with that man.
Yeah, we do. He was our mom's pianist at like her...
Yes.
At her restaurants that she used to work at, and she would follow him. Like wherever he would go, she would go and be a server, and he would stop wherever he was, and whenever she walked in, play
Lady Diana.
Which yeah. Like, what is that song?
Yeah, I don't know. But he would go into it. He'd turn any song he was in, if she walked in, into that. Oh, he's such awesome. A sweetie.
I told you that I know somebody who does know him.
Really?
Like I've only ever known about Freddie George in the context of mom
yeah.
and dad. And then I was at a party and I happened to be telling a story and I said Freddie George's name.
Yeah.
And this head whipped around and it's a friend that I know. And he's like, you know Freddie George? And I'm like, you know Freddie George? And then I was like, surely it's not the same. But then yeah. with a name like that.
Right.
But yeah, then we gave enough detail. And we're like, oh, we definitely know there's only one Freddie George out there.
And then there was this poor woman who had just had a baby and she was like, I feel like I'm seeing a hippie man. When she woke up.
Are you making fun of Lola Bunny's story?
No, I'm making fun of your debunk.
Hey, watch it. It was a good one.
Oh, goodness. Well, we had some good stories tonight.
We did. Are you ready for a good, good, good fan favorite?
Sure.
They're all good. They're
yeah.
all good. But I feel like you're going to be excited about this one.
Okay.
So this week's fan favorite is none other than the lovely Hannah.
Aw.
Now, we got a really sweet email from Hannah way back in November.
Yeah.
So instantly, I fell in love with the email, fell in love with Hannah, and so I reached out to her November 20th.
Oh.
Crickets.
Huh?
She left me hanging. Did not check. Didn't do anything. So I gave up. I like moved on. Actually, I didn't move all the way on. I think I shouted it out one time.
Yeah, I remember that too.
On the podcast, I said, hey, Hannah, if you're listening, check your DM. And then I even tried to tag her.
Yeah.
On Facebook, I really wanted her to be a fan favorite. I went like leaps and bounds for little Hannah here. And I reached out on or tried to tag her, but she's got, you know, she's one of those smart people. You can't tag her.
Yeah.
You know, so I couldn't tag her on my skeptical sister Facebook page. So I just kind of gave up. I thought, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. But then March 9th.
Oh.
Right. I get this great response. OMG, I hadn't seen this message. I always listen to the podcast in the car, and I often get where I'm going just in a minute or two before the episode ends. And then I just start the next full episode the next time I go somewhere. But now I'm finally catching up on all the little snippets at the end of the episodes, and I heard the end of the Christmas episode where you said, Hannah, check your DM. And I was like, surely she means a different Hannah, but I better check. And then like the laughing face.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. She said, thank you so much for reaching out. As you know, your podcast got me through some really tough times last fall. I am so honored to be a fan favorite. I do always listen to the fan favorite part. Don't let Aaron take it away. LOL.
Fine.
Love it. Perfect timing too, Hannah, after that conversation, after that buildup. We have four cats and a dog. Sorry, I'm a cat person. Don't be sorry. Just we're not. And we're not sorry either.
Yeah, that's true. I never apologize for being a cat person. Just don't make me be around your cat.
Right. And I won't apologize for not being a cat person.
That's true.
We just have a difference of pet opinions.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But she said, but at least I have a dog too. So I would love to plug local animal shelters and rescues and remind folks to adopt a pet instead of buying from a breeder. Please remind everyone that if you can't adopt, you can look into fostering or volunteering or donating or even just sharing animals that need homes on social media. Thanks again so, so much. I always recommend the podcast to friends and make my husband listen too.
Aww.
And then I said, I'm so glad you checked your DM. That's the longest I've ever slid into anyone's DM unnoticed. And then she said, the one time a celebrity messages me and I don't check it for 3 months. And with a hand, I said, girl, as a girl, that still has not happened.
No.
Definitely not a celebrity.
You still got time.
So sweet and so cute.
So sweet. Yes. Also, Hannah, you kept missing all the bloopers.
Hannah, go back. Listen to all those tidbits.
Yeah, come on. Those are fun. Mm-hmm. Tidbits are always the best part.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Hannah. I'm glad you checked your DM and I'm glad you're still listening.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that you think Megan's a celebrity.
I know. I thought that was so cute. I was like, celebrity. Whoa, now. I won't deny it. I'll take it. I'll eat it up. I'll tell everybody tomorrow, actually, that I was called a celebrity.
That's right. If you all would like to check out our website, you can go to myskepticalsister.com. Where you can find out how to write in, you can find out our P.O. box, you can find out how to become a Patreon. $3 a month gets you magnet stickers, it gets you a card from us, bonus content weekly, our Am I the Asshole episode, our bonus bloopers, our dad jokes, and $5 a month gets you all that, plus our movie night once a month, third Thursday of the month. You can also write us in directly at myskepticalsister@gmail.com. You can rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you listen. Leave us those reviews. They really help us out a lot.
They sure do.
You can...
Did it sound like it was yodeling there? They sure do. Yodelay, yodelay.
Well, it didn't until you said that. You can follow us on our socials like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And... I think that's it, right? Did I get it all?
I think you got it all in there. I mean, I was only half listening, but I'm pretty sure you know.
Remember when I tried to record this so I didn't have to do it every week and you wouldn't let me?
No, I don't want you to. You never know when a joke might just spawn out of nowhere.
People are like, oh, we've heard it. All right. We love you guys.
Well, they would feel like that way if you recorded too.
I know, but then they would know they could just skip it because it's going to, there's no jokes are going
to
pop out.
Yeah, but see, now they don't skip it. They're going to listen to it every time. Strategy, my friend. Dag.
That's that goodbye. Your goodbye?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I don't know that one.
It's Dutch for bye.
Oh, all right.
Dag.
La, 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 la.
Oh.
I thought I got you laughing so hard you just threw your phone down. I was like, damn, Aaron. Wasn't that funny?
Not quite.
Goodness, my eyes are getting older and older by every minute.
Literally.